Monday through Friday, when Lariana Parrott gets out of school at 3:05, she heads to the gym where she boxes from 4 to 7 p.m. Yes, that's right, I said boxes. Though she's relatively new to the sport, Lariana says she loves it and says her mom was a big influence on her decision to take up boxing.
My mom wanted me to do something else, like fight outside of the house, other than fighting with my brother and sister. So I was like, let me just join a gym so I don't have to fight at home. And when did I start boxing? I started boxing back in August, so I've been boxing a year plus.
Lariana follows a pretty strict training regimen.
Well, we come in, everybody arrives around like 5:30. I get there at like 4 to run and stuff. What we do first is we exercise out as a team, exercise in as a team, and we do shadow boxing like 5 rounds, and then we get on the bag, and then after that, we do whatever the coaches say.
She's been practicing and sparring for a little over a year now, but only recently became eligible to compete in fights by getting her book.
The book is like $65, and it's insurance. Like, say we're driving to an event and I get in a car crash, they pay for it. And so you have to have a book to actually fight and spar. So now that I have my book, they can start looking for fights for me and I can join and compete.
But if Lariana started fighting today, she would have to compete against other women weighing in around 170 pounds, which is what she currently weighs. Lariana admits she's a bit scared to take a punch from someone with that much power and is working to lose weight so she can compete in a lighter category.
I don't think I'm ready. I don't. I had to start running. That's my goal right now, to start running and to lose some weight. But other than that, I took the summer off a little bit and that really messed me up. But before then, I was ready, but I didn't have my book.
She used to spar with a 35-year-old female fighter at her gym, but the woman has since moved on, and so she's left with practicing with her male cohorts in the boxing club. So does Lariana think she can take a hit from the boys without too much trouble?
I do. They try to go easy on me, but I'm like, just hit me, just hit me. And, you know, they had to learn that because that's how we learn. Like, we're sparring. You're not supposed to just hit in the air. You're supposed to hit me. And sometimes, you know, they do pick on me since I'm the only girl.
It's not like there are a ton of well-known female boxers out there. Leila Ali comes to mind. But when I asked Lariana who she looks up to, she had a very different answer.
Clarissa Shields. I love her so much. I watch her YouTube videos every day. She's a boxer from Flint, Michigan. And she won, like, 2 Olympic gold medals back-to-back. And she's the first woman, like when they announced that women can actually box in the Olympics, she was the first runner for it. She just inspires me.
Lariana hopes to follow in Clarissa's footsteps. She says she definitely wants to box in college and maybe participate in the Olympics at the same time.
They run every 4 years, so I already missed the one that already came, but I do want to go to the Olympics, but I'll be in college at the time, so that's why I'm also worried for that too, because I do want to go to the Olympics.
Confidence is a key trait needed in boxing as much as anything else. Lariana says she's been hurt before, and even though she doesn't like getting hit and is still afraid to take a hit, she knows she's got some power herself.
I had a bloody nose before from a woman. I didn't feel it, but like when I got the ring, I was like, oh my gosh, she made my nose bleed. That's how strong I am. She's 35, and she told me, she said, you hit like a man. You do. And she's a 35-year-old woman. I'm like, oh, I got some power. I'm gonna be knocking some girls out soon. I think my first fight, I'll probably get a KO.
With OPS Student Spotlight, I'm Cheryl Lee.